Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is Saturday, and that can mean only one thing. Your favorite series in every series that I've ever done. Lindsay Lohan. We are going to get through 2020 today, which just leaves 2021, 2022, 2023, and then the blinds. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And this tunnel begins on New Year's Day 2020. Live from Oman. Lindsay certainly got around. And as I look at these 2020 ones, I mean, you could just see it, right? Because everybody, nobody knows there's going to be a lockdown or anything like that, right? Where, you know, it's just, every day I just like would look at these posts and look back and go, it's coming, it's coming. That's how I think about everything. Whenever I do something and it's got 2020 in it. So, Times Square, the CNN live broadcast. The last 10 minutes of the show. Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, and Lindsay Lohan. Live from Oman. And Andy and Anderson, they were not sure if Lindsay would show up. They kept saying it all night. Well, you know, it's Lindsay Lohan. But they did connect with her. It was on Skype. It was spotty. But we got some information about her life. Lindsay said, hey, I'm managing my sister. Does she mean in a music way? Does she mean in an escorting kind of way? You know? And Lindsay said, quote, I'm going to come back to America and start filming again. Said that she was taking back the life that I worked so hard for and sharing with my family and you guys. At least it was interesting. Most of those broadcasts are a mess. And Andy told Lindsay that he had Googled her before she went on air to find the latest Lohan news and asked about what was going on with her jumping into Chris Hemsworth's Insta comments. And she goes, oh, you know what? It's just I work with the WOW Foundation in Australia. It's a surf therapy organization. And Chris is a noted surfer guy. And that part of her work for WOW includes, quote, bringing people's energy together. Which is why she commented with a simple prayer emoji on a photo that Hemsworth shared of himself surfing. She said, people took it the wrong way. She was always in his Instagram. We always have gossip in our life. Some of us have more than others, though. And then they asked about, hey, are you going to go back to season 2 of The Masked Singer Australia? And this is takes up much of 2020. If you remember in the last episode, there were reports that she had been fired because she had no idea who anybody was, either on the judging panel or any of the people that were revealed, except for, say, Cody Simpson, the last one. And it had been reported that she wasn't asked back, but she told Anderson and Andy that she was going to be in Australia doing another season of The Masked Singer. And Australia's Channel 10 said, despite what you may have read, we will have exactly the same judging lineup and exactly the same host. And Lindsay said, hey, I'm going to be releasing a new single. Because remember, she had Xanax back in September 2019. And she said, I'm doing something soon in this new year. And I mean, just like, she was in full hair and makeup in Oman at 8:30 a.m. local time. Now, this is a Lindsay Lohan, obviously, Odyssey, and I've spent as much time as I could to not talk about Michael and Dina unless it's related something directly to Lindsay. But I think it's important to note that Lindsay separating herself from Michael and Dina was probably the best thing. Being overseas, even if it kept her out of the public eye as much, it kept her away from them. Because can you imagine if she had stayed around them? It just, they dragged her down. They were the lowest common denominator. And in January 12, 2020, Dina was arrested for DUI at 6:30 p.m., not 4:30 a.m. She hit a car outside an Outback Steakhouse on 6:30. She clipped the vehicle, and then she fled. And so the driver of the other car chased Dina to Dina's house. And the cops said Dina, who was driving a 2016 Mercedes, was taken into custody after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. And she was also reported by the police that Dina had swore at the police officers during the arrest. That's never going to work out well for you. And the charges were DWI, aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, leaving the scene of an accident with property damage, and driving an uninspected vehicle. But Dina said, I didn't do it. There was no damage on the other car. Nobody was injured, so I just left. And she said minutes later, police were trailing her. And she said that she was shocked to see the police when she arrived at her house. And she said, I wasn't drunk, so I didn't take a breathalyzer test. But the police officer said that when Dina got out of the car, she fell on her face. But Dina's lawyer said that the police officer pushed Dina to the ground. And the next day, the very next day, Animal Protection went to Dina's house because a neighbor had reported that one of Dina's dogs had got out and looked malnourished. That's quite the weekend. But do you see why it was great for Lindsay to be apart? And we also got news that January 2020 of the Mean Girls musical being turned into a movie. But it wasn't going to be a sequel. It was just the Broadway musical being adapted into a movie from Paramount. Now remember, this is January 2020. And Tina wrote the script. And Lorne Michaels was going to produce. And Tina said, I'm very excited to bring Mean Girls back to the big screen. It's been incredibly gratifying to see how much the movie and the musical have been to audiences. I've spent 16 years with these characters now. They are my Marvel universe and I love them dearly. This movie has still not come out. It is going to come out this year and only on Paramount Plus. All of this talk, all of this stuff, all of these, years and years and years. It's been almost 4 years since its announcement. And I believe that it only has one member of the original Broadway cast. And then Tina Fey and Tim Meadows. And coming back in their roles. And that's it. So, talk about the Mean Girls actresses not getting it. I mean, just think about the Broadway cast being shafted like that. And Lindsay was so excited for any kind of attention that she heard about this high school that was doing Freaky Friday. And she went on their like high school Instagram page or something. And she said, I just want to say it's such an honor and thrill that you guys are doing my film Freaky Friday. I'm very excited. It's Lindsay Lohan. I thank you from the cast of Freaky Friday. It's such a privilege and an honor, and just follow your dreams. I know you're going to do a great job, and I hope you do the best. God bless you. And then blew a kiss to the camera. I mean, it's nice that she did that, but she also knew that she was going to get a lot of attention for doing that. And when you're overseas, and again, COVID hasn't hit yet, but when you're overseas, you got to do what you can do. And if it's sending out a video to a cast of a high school production of Freaky Friday, then go ahead. So we had Dina's arrest in January of 2020 for DUI at 6:30 p.m. And then the first week of February 2020, we had Michael arrested for domestic violence. This is why Lindsay needed to get away from these people. I'm firmly convinced that if she had different parents, we would have had a different Lindsay Lohan. We might have had a Lindsay Lohan that had a great career. We might have had a Lindsay Lohan that never went to Los Angeles to be an actress. Because we wouldn't have had this, our daughter can make us some money and stuff. But if she hadn't had those parents, he had been in jail before she even became famous and stuff. But he was arrested in February 2020 for domestic violence. And he was taken into custody after Kate Major, or Kate Lohan, however you want to say it, because she signed the police report Kate Lohan, but everybody always calls her Kate Major. But she went to police and claimed that he had attacked her at her home. And she had filed for separation from Michael Lohan in 2016. And she said that he became violent with her because she confronted him about his internet browsing history, which apparently showed that he had been searching for escort services in Houston while he was on a trip there. Can you imagine you're an escort and you're thinking, here's got to make my living. And you go to the hotel and it's Michael Lohan. It was a handwritten statement, and Kate described how Michael threw plastic clothing hangers at her before grabbing her by the throat, leaving her with visible bruises. She claimed that Michael threatened to stab her, berated her as she tried to get away from him, calling her a brain-dead whore. Apparently, Kate was looking for her pet hamster when Michael began throwing hangers at her. He then grabbed her hand and squeezed it so hard that the hamster ball she was holding shattered. Then Michael threw Kate's cell phone to the ground, grabbed her by the neck. And as Kate tried to free herself, Michael shouted insults at her, calling her a waste of life and a whore. And also told her that he could stab her and get away with it. So Kate leaves the home, goes to her attorney, then they went to the police station. And the deputy said there were visible bruises on the right side of Kate Major's neck and that her voice was hoarse. I guess Michael complained that she left too many lights on, that she was a waste of life, threatened to call the cops and put her away for 20 years. She said, "This has been an ongoing and abusive, controlling hell of a life. Today he really scared me and I was scared to call 911 and my hand is sore and hard to write. When he was choking me, my throat is all hoarse and in pain now. When I was looking for the hamster, he kicked me on the right side of my butt as I bent down." But Michael said it was just, she did it out of retaliation. And that she only filed the police report against him because he called the police on her, leading to her arrest for DWI. He said he had been driving in Southampton and passed her on the road. And they saw each other, and then he pulled into a gas station next to her. Quote, "I pulled in next to her and she was absolutely whacked out of her mind drunk. Sitting next to her was a bottle of vodka. I said, that's it. So I got on the phone and called the police and the police tracked her down and arrested her." And he said that Kate had a blood alcohol level of 0.24. And Dina, wanting to get in on this, placed the blame on Kate. Called her an unstable human being. Quote, "I think it's very necessary for me to state that Michael has been a very good father to two precious young boys. And he's been trying to protect them from this very clearly unstable human being, Kate. He got a restraining order against her for a reason. She's an unfit mother." Now get this next bit. This cracks me up. "He works in wellness and health." He didn't work in wellness and health. He was taking kickbacks from rehab companies. That's how he made his living. That's what he's been arrested for multiple times. But Dina said, "I pray that the judicial system recognizes that the person responsible for this is in fact Kate, not Michael." Now remember, Lindsay had said in the New Year's Eve broadcast that she was going to make a movie. She was going to film. She was going to come back to the United States. Oh, great, Lindsay, what are you going to be in? And don't forget at this point, because she still hasn't done this Christmas one that came out last year, she hadn't been in anything since The Canyons. And this is February of 2020. So what kind of movie is she going to get? Well, I guess the last lead was The Canyons. She did that Above the Shadows or whatever, Out of the Shadows. But she wasn't the lead in that. But she was supposed to star with Mickey Rourke in a movie. Can you imagine if Lindsay Lohan and Mickey Rourke made a movie? That would be awful. There's this movie, a supernatural thriller called Cursed. And I looked it up. It still hasn't been made. It's still in pre-production with Mickey Rourke listed, but not Lindsay Lohan. Pre-production 3 years later. But at the time, according to the Hollywood Reporter, she was in final negotiations. So this was legit. Hollywood Reporter was doing it, and maybe it would have happened if not for the pandemic, because we're in February 2020. But Lindsay was going to play police detective Mary Brannigan, who teams up with renowned psychiatrist Dr. David Elder, played by Mickey Rourke. So Mickey Rourke was going to play a renowned psychiatrist to stop an escaped psychiatric patient from killing five people held hostage in a remote house. And photography was supposed to start in the summer, which obviously it couldn't. I kind of wish that they had made it. I really do. I think it would have been a train wreck of epic proportions. But also, I think if she had... Let's go back in time and think about it. If she had made it, let's say the pandemic hadn't happened. She comes from Dubai or Oman or wherever she is in the Middle East, takes a break from her yachting duties to come film. Would she have gone back? Would she then got some other terrible movie? And then she would have been all involved in this mess with Michael and Dina. I think it's good. I honestly think that the pandemic happening was probably the best thing for Lindsay because it kept her out of these things for another year or so until she could really get her life together, meet her husband, you know, sign the deal with Netflix, realize that her career is probably going to be Hallmark and Netflix. And she's supposed to make this one, this new one about takes place in Ireland and stuff. I don't know. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. But in March 6, 2020, right before lockdown, she did the craziest thing. She shared a photo of herself and Woody Allen. And the photo had been taken in 2012. But you can imagine what happened. I mean, everybody's like, you're supporting abusers. Isn't that guy a rapist? There was no, and she compliments Woody in it. She says that he's like this great filmmaker and stuff. I just, after the whole Harvey stuff and everything like that, there's a, when I was doing the research for this particular episode, I found something that I'm going to talk about probably in a series, that I found very fascinating. And it's about this, I think, I don't know, is she from Angola or something? It's this billionaire. And there's this, and she got in a lot of trouble because she got all her money from her dad stealing it from the government or something. And, but there's a picture that I found of that woman. And next to her is Harvey. And then Harvey has his arm around Lindsay. And Lindsay's wearing a black dress. And basically her nipple and stuff is out of the dress. So it makes you wonder if like Harvey had been groping her or something like that. And then somebody took the photo. I just thought it was a really kind of odd photo. And the fact that Lindsay was always supporting Harvey, I don't know. But one thing that Lindsay did at this time period, which I think is kind of cool, is that she joined Cameo. And at the time, she was charging $350 for a video. She's still on Cameo, charges $400. And you could request your favorite Mean Girls line, here's some business advice, or love advice from Lindsay. But if you think about it, you know, she's pretty, almost, she's pretty big for Cameo. At the time, she was a pretty big star for Cameo. At that time, I think that Caitlyn Jenner was charging like $2,500. I would much rather have a video from Lindsay than one from Caitlyn Jenner. Now, to get people excited, she said that she was only going to be on Cameo a limited time, but like I said, she's still on there. And then, of course, there was the new music that she had been teasing. You know, she had done Xanax on Virgin Radio Dubai in August of 2019, posted a music video of that in September. But that song obviously failed to track at all. It never even made it to Spotify. But then she's like, I'm back. And there's like this video and, you know, it's like 25 seconds of build up and it's paparazzi footage of Lindsay. And there's audio of TV guys going, Lindsay, Lindsay, Lindsay. And there's a song in the background. I don't know. But she did. She released it. And she was back. And basically, it was called Back to Me. I used to blame me when shit got crazy. That's what she says. I can't think too much about what they say. And then she was coming back to me. And okay, coming back to me. What kind of me? Mean Girls me? Lilo me? Kidnapper me? Oh. And then she had this faux pas. She went on Instagram and said that her dog, her late dog Gucci, had lived to be 27. Now, okay. Dina had said it lived to be 15. This is just a mistake, but you can tell on social media when things blow out of proportion. There's all these comments. How'd your dog live to 27? Blah, 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 blah. But what happened was the dog died when she was 27, and she just got it confused, but it's so weird that she just left it up anyway. It just, because she said, and she's lived till 27 years old. She was a strong little micro mini Maltese. And yeah, that happened. God bless her. We could not have a Lindsay episode without talking about the Mean Girls movie talk. And she went on David Spade. Lights Out with David Spade. And she said, hey, making another movie with the Mean Girls team would be an exciting experience. I think that I was hanging on to that for a really long idea. I kind of wanted to come back with like a Mean Girls 2 with the same cast and work with Tina and the whole crew again and director Mark Waters. And that was really what I wanted. I was really excited to do that. And that's all in their hands, really. So that would definitely be an exciting thing. I understand it was 2020. But the movie had come out in 2004. And we're constantly talking about it. Constantly talking, hey, are we going to make a remake? Da, 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 da. It's like, oh, and she's living off the Freaky Friday stuff. And later in the summer of 2020, there's a whole Parent Trap reunion, which I honestly, if I had to choose, you know, I know Natasha Richards is not around anymore. I would like to have a Parent Trap reunion. And she finally talked about the famous photo, the car photo, Lindsay Brittany Paris. And in a previous interview, Paris had said to Andy Cohen that Lindsay crashed her night out with Brittany. She said, well, Brittany and I went out for the night. Lindsay totally party crashed. We were all at the Beverly Hills Hotel at the bungalows, and we were at an after party, and then Brittany and I wanted to leave to go home. And then Lindsay started like chasing us and then squeezed in the car. It was literally a two-seater. She just like squeezed in. Okay, it's an iconic photo. I don't know whoever took that photo. You know what? That would be a good person to have on the podcast. I would like to know how that photo came to be. Knew that they were all at the bungalows, was waiting by the valet. How did it all happen? But Lindsay said, I've never had to crash a party in my life. Just leave it at that. And then she said that she and Brittany were going to start collaborating. I mean, Lindsay will just say anything. And so she decided that she had to give advice to Meghan and Harry as a payback for doing the, you know, CNN thing with Andy Cohen. She went on Radio Andy. And at that time, everybody thought that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle had moved to Malibu. And Lindsay's like, oh my gosh, there's so much paparazzi there. So Andy said to Lindsay, hey, what kind of advice do you have for them to avoid the paparazzi? And Lindsay said, and this is a strange quote, I mean, unless they own another, a different private beach, right? You can't go to those beaches without being, you can't even surf out far enough. It's just really hard to do anything publicly there. The timing right now, luckily, is everyone is more at home, but once that over, just get drivers. And that's just odd. But we got teased about a Parent Trap remake. And it's because the members of it were getting ready to do something. And so it was kind of leaking out and everything. And so everybody's like, oh, are they gonna remake the film? Because Nancy Myers, the director, posted a photo of her on the Parent Trap set from the pool scene where Hallie grills her father's new girlfriend, Meredith Grey. And then Nancy said, I have some Parent Trap news to share next week. It's going to be fun. So then everybody's like, oh my gosh, they're going to make a reboot. And then Lindsay went on Twitter talking about a reunion, you know, and the stuff like that. Everybody's like, well, is it going to be like an HBO Max cast reunion? Is it going to be a theatrical movie? And maybe Dennis Quaid's real life fiance, who was 26 at the time in 2020, and when he was like 65 or 66, right? I mean, come on. Maybe she could play the on-screen love interest. Maybe. Some kind of homage to Natasha Richardson. But before we got that, we had Rami Youssef said, hey, I had this amazing cameo set for season 2 of my show and one on Hulu. And he said that Lindsay was going to make a surprise appearance, but she ghosted him after signing on and the cameo never came to be. He goes, we had an idea that it wasn't just her, but we were interested in this idea of people that you don't really think are Muslim. And we actually cast Lindsay Lohan because Lindsay had this whole thing about converting to Islam. And so we'd cast Lindsay and I talked to her and she was down. And then, you know, like Lindsay does, we just kind of stopped hearing from her. And that Lohan really had the crew down to the wire. I was trying to get a hold of her and she was on the call sheet and I guess she couldn't make it. I don't know. I never heard from her. So instead they put in Mia Khalifa, the porn star. But one thing that he said, which was really interesting because we, you know, she had talked about converting to Islam. And, you know, you could see her sometimes carrying the Quran and stuff. I don't think we ever had any official thing where she did convert. But he said, you can't try and put Lindsay in a box. That's what I know. Lindsay's going to be Lindsay. She is one of my favorite Muslims. So he said that he had talked to her and stuff. So maybe she had converted and this was, you know, breaking the news that she had converted. But I don't know if she's ever actually said that she did convert to Islam. I would imagine that when she married her husband that she had to convert to Islam. But up to this point in 2020, she hadn't really talked about it. And speaking of getting married and stuff, Dina, you guys remember this? The whole dating some guy for 6 years and never met him and it was just all online. Well, Dina got a podcast about this time. And she said that Lindsay was going to serve as the maid of honor at Dina's wedding. But remember, Dina had never met her fiance face to face. But she said, oh, you know, everybody's going to have a big role. And she called her daughters angels. And she said that she was going to meet her husband-to-be. We will meet way before. We aren't freaks or weirdos or like Blind Date, whatever those shows are. I know him. He knows me. We have no secrets. I love him for him. That's it. That's what it is. And Dina was confident that the sex life was going to be great because they were friends first. They hadn't met. She goes, it wasn't anything deeper. We became really great friends. I got to know him and what he thinks in his mind. We were best friends. Sex is going to be even better. That's just a given. You just know when you know. It was 6 years of online dating without meeting. He bought her a ring. And he was going to propose in person, but because of the lockdowns, he mailed it. Oh. Now, we still don't ever know. We will never know if Lindsay was fired from the Masked Singer Australia or if she was going to return, like Channel 10 said, because of the pandemic, right? But we did know that, at least for the second season in July of 2020, that she wasn't going to be there. And the network confirmed in July that she wasn't going to come, basically saying due to the current international travel complications, Lindsay will not be a panelist on The Masked Singer. Now, she could have done it. There was an exception for film and TV. She would have had to quarantine for like 2 weeks or whatever, but she could have done it. But maybe she didn't want to get stuck there. Maybe she really had been fired and this was just an easy way out. It makes everybody look good. Now, in a little bit, I'm going to tell you why it looks like that maybe Lindsay was going to be back for the second season if the pandemic hadn't happened. But first, we have to have the virtual Parent Trap reunion. This is what all the talk was about. And basically, they all got on there. Nancy Myers, Lindsay Lohan, Dennis Quaid, Elaine Hendricks, Lisa Ann Walter. And it was going to be on Katie Couric's Instagram account. Why does she get it? And the plan was that they weren't going to read the script, that they were just going to discuss their experiences making the film, revisit the most memorable lines, discuss the film's impact. Specifically, Elaine Hendricks, right? I mean, Elaine Hendricks, she has made a career. I mean, everybody loves adding her about stuff, and she's perfectly fine saying all the lines over and over again. She says that people come up to her literally every day that she's outside and say some Parent Trap line to her. So if you think about it, how long ago that movie was, 1998. And people still come up to her every single day. And Dennis Quaid in that thing, he thought that there were two Lindsays. That's... I mean, he said that he believed that he was working with two Lohans because of Lindsay's accent work. You know, she had the British accent going. She had the California thing. He says, the first thing I remember was meeting Lindsay at some kind of screen test. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that's one of the most talented people I've met, period. Forget that she's 11 years old. Then I actually thought there were two girls. I really did because your accent was so perfect. And Lindsay said, oh, I just felt so lucky and really blessed to have got the role. Without this movie, I wouldn't have got the acting bug. How do you not want to only act for the rest of your life after doing a film like this? It's timeless and special. And she said that the Parent Trap helped her cope with her parents going through an unexpected separation, as it made it a lot easier for me to play these characters that were figuring out. And then Katie Couric said that Lindsay was doing, oh my gosh, so well. And she was talking about it. She goes, oh, they were great. You know, first of all, Dennis brought a script. So he and Lindsay reenacted that really wonderful scene when Annie comes home from camp and is with her dad for the first time. And then she said, Lindsay's doing really well. She's living in Dubai, of all places, and really thriving. And one thing she talked about is how important the movie was for her personally. You know, she was 11 when she got the role and her parents were splitting up. One of the many reasons this movie resonated was that people kind of always hope that their parents get back together. And I thought it was so touching when Lindsay talked about that. So we're in August of 2020, and Lindsay's saying that she was upset that she couldn't do The Masked Singer. And the judge that she had been feuding with the entire time, Jackie O. Henderson, who, by the way, was sleeping with one of the crew or something, said that Lindsay was so upset after being unable to return. And Jackie, and I find this quote hard to believe because I don't think Lindsay liked Jackie at all. We've stayed in touch after she was on the panel last year. She's so upset that she couldn't make it back to Australia, but it wasn't possible. I know she'll try and watch it from her home. I loved what she brought to the show last year. But no one liked each other in the show. I thought that Danny and Lindsay might have, but Lindsay, you know, after they said, oh, she's not coming back, she unfollowed literally everybody from the show. Every single one. So it seems like they didn't like each other. And one of the things that happened, they didn't do it in the Parent Trap reunion, but Elaine Hendricks was asked in an interview in August of 2020, and it's the same interview where she talked about how she can't go a day without being recognized. But she was asked, do you keep in touch with Lindsay? And she said, no, just through social, you know, a retweet or a comment here. And she makes a really good point. She says, you know, Lindsay was actually 11 when I was 26. It didn't really make sense to keep in touch with a child. Now that we're older, it's like with everyone else in the business. Lindsay says hi. Oh, hey, Elaine says hi, that sort of stuff. I haven't even crossed paths with her. And, you know, I just thought that was kind of really interesting. And then Paris decided that she had to talk about Lindsay. I don't know why they always have to talk about each other. But she said, I don't see Lindsay. But this is what somebody asked, hey, would you ever get back together with Lindsay, be friends or whatever? And she said, she's beyond. I want nothing to do with her. Bad vibes. But then we get, why did Lindsay unfollow everybody from The Masked Singer? And Jackie said, who was one of the judges, that Lindsay didn't want to be constantly reminded of the job she really wanted but couldn't have. She said, I have a theory behind this because Lindsay has still reached out on WhatsApp just to check in and see how everything's going. I don't really believe that. Not with Jackie, anyway. But you don't want to be constantly reminded of the job you want to do but can't do right now because of COVID. I'm assuming that's why, not because there's any other reason. And Jackie said she hadn't discussed the matter with the fellow judges like Danny Minogue and Dave Hughes. But Dave said he had begged Lindsay to refollow him after realizing he'd been dropped. But she ignored him. I did ask her on WhatsApp if she can refollow me on Insta. I could see that she'd read the WhatsApp message, but she still hasn't followed me again. And in true Lindsay Lohan fashion, she got sued. She was sued by HarperCollins for failing to write a book, even though she had been paid a ton of money. And we talked about this when we were back in March of 2014. Lindsay had been signed to write a book. It was going to be a tell-all biography. And she was supposed to have it done by May of 2015. And here we are in September of 2020. And so in legal documents filed, they claimed that Lindsay was given a revised date of March 2017 to get it finished. And they had paid her in advance of $365,000 against future royalties. And then they finally canceled the deal in September of 2018. And we'd like our money back, please. And Lindsay just wouldn't do it. And the genesis of this book was because, remember, she had spent time in rehab in 2013 and had the diary where she had, you know, written the list of the people that she had slept with and stuff. And so that's what they were going to do. Now, later I'll tell you that they settled the lawsuit. I think they settled it in 2022 or something. So it went on and on and on. And in the last episode, I talked about how Lindsay had gone on to Taylor Swift's Instagram stories and tried to, or Instagram Live, and tried to get Taylor's attention, and she still did it. She sent an empty tweet to Taylor in September of 2020. It just was basically a tweet that said at Taylor Swift. And that was it. No other message. It was just blank. But within an hour, she had 8,000 retweets and 53,000 likes. She really, really wanted Taylor's attention. And as close as we are going to get to any kind of Mean Girls movie, I think, was on Mean Girls Day in October of 2020. Again on Katie Couric's Instagram. Everybody got back together. Virtually. Tina Fey, Lindsay Lohan, Rachel McAdams, Amanda Seyfried. And Katie Couric's moderating. And Lindsay said the last time we were all together was the premiere. And Lindsay admitted that originally she didn't want to play the role that she actually got. Originally, she wanted to play Regina. And not Katie. I really wanted to play Regina because I had just done a movie, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, where I was kind of weirdo in it. I was like, I want to do a movie where I get to be pretty. And the more that I read the script over and over, I started to really relate to Katie. Now, Rachel McAdams wasn't there, but she had talked to Katie Couric separately about playing the ultimate mean girl. And Rachel said it was cathartic, not being exactly a queen bee in high school. So then to go back to those memories and try to channel them through this character was therapeutic. And Mark Waters had directed Lindsay in Freaky Friday. And he had visited her while she was filming Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen in Toronto. And do you want to be in the movie? She said, I wanted to play Regina. I was still 17 years old, and I wanted to be the cool girl on set. And Sherry Lansing, who was heading Paramount at the time, told us, we have to have Lindsay play the lead in Mean Girls. It's just not going to work having her play the villain because she now has an audience that won't accept that. And so Waters had to break the bad news to Lindsay. She goes, okay, I guess I'll play the lead. At least I get to have more lines. And then there was more talk about The Masked Singer again. Apparently, Lindsay and Dave Hughes started communicating again, and she told him that she was going to be back for season 3. Dave went on a radio show and said, I said to her, thanks for the follow, you coming back to Masked Singer. And she replied, I think so. I hope so. How's it going over there? So the radio guy goes, that's confirmed now because you're going to look bad if she doesn't. But Lindsay wrote on an Instagram message saying, I will be back in Australia for season 3. And then Channel 10 said, yeah, that there was some wiggle room for Lindsay to come back in some capacity when the network confirmed the third season of the show. They said, we love all the talent that we had on this year, and we love Lindsay. Our feeling at this point is that if it feels fairly ambitious to think our borders are going to be open anytime soon, obviously we would love to have all our internationals back once we can, but I just don't know when that's going to be. And the reason they wanted Lindsay back was because they had a 37% drop in ratings between season 1 and season 2. I told you it was an extremely popular show when she was there, even if she didn't know anybody. But in season 2, even though everybody was stuck at home, nobody watched it. So, of course, if your ratings go down 40%, you want somebody back. But Lindsay wanted to do other things, too. She wanted to be on a Ryan Murphy show. She wanted to be Broadway. She went on Dina's podcast. She said, yeah, I would definitely consider Broadway. I mean, I did a play, Speed the Plow, in the West End in London. So we were talking about bringing that to Broadway or off-Broadway, and I'm not sure what happened with that, but I would definitely do Broadway. She wasn't going to be part of that. And then she wanted to work with Ryan Murphy. Remember, she did the guest shot as herself on Glee. I love everything Ryan Murphy, but Ratched was amazing. He's someone I would love to work with. I did Glee quickly with him, but I would love to do a full series or movie with him even. And then the rumor started that, hey, she's going to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia. I mean, weeks, because the show was teasing that an international star was going to be coming to Australia. And then it was leaked that it was Lindsay. And that producers had wanted Lindsay on the show for years. And it kind of made sense because, okay, if she's going to be doing the third season of Masked Singer and already in Australia, then she could do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So somebody decided, hey, let's ask Lindsay directly. And this is what she said. When asked if she was entering the jungle, she replied, ha ha, who said I'm a celebrity, get me out of there? I've never even heard this or the show. Well, that's a kick to the stomach for the producers. And the last thing Lindsay did at the end of 2020, started it off in Oman and ends it with the Lindsay Lohan jewelry line, which, if you think about how much jewelry she stole in her lifetime, it was probably not bad. You know, she hadn't been in the fashion world in a while. And she did this with Lily Baker, the UK-based brand, and was basically based on Lindsay when she was a party girl, which doesn't make a lot of sense because she wasn't a party girl at the end of 2020. But there was necklaces and jewels and stuff like that. And it was priced from $67 to $334. Now in 2021, we finally learn that she gets the Christmas movie. She was supposed to have her own podcast and things like that. She gets engaged. It's going to be a lovely 2021 for Lindsay. I'll talk to you guys later.